caraway seeds, thyme, cornbread, oysters, water chestnuts, and andouille sausage.
Sounds good.
Yeah, but Toby seemed to indicate that you had to be careful if you cooked it inside the turkey, because in some cases it doesn't cook, and when that happens, people get sick.
Yeah.
You know about this?
I've heard about it.
As I thought Toby might be playing with me.
Maybe he is.
But you said you've heard of it.
Maybe I am, too.
Nah, you don't have that kind of wit.
Yeah.
I need to talk to an expert.
Talk to Renee. Margaret!
I can't ask Renee.
Yes?
President needs to speak with the head chef. Could you try him at home?
No, I can't. Thanks, Margaret. I can't ask Renee right now.
Why not?
Well, frankly, I thought he did something stupid and inconsiderate last week, but it turns out I was just in a bad mood.
You gave Renee a firm talking to.
Yes, and while he didn't deserve it, he will someday soon.
Excuse me.
Come on in.
They dropped off the polling data you asked me for.
82% are in favor of fixing potholes?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look at this.
Okay.
If they want the nickel and dime stuff, I'll tell you one thing we can do.
What's that, sir?
This time of the year, there should be a hotline you can call with questions about cooking turkeys, a special 800 number where the phones are staffed by experts.
There is.
What do you mean?
The Butterball hotline.
Butterball has a hotline?
Yeah. It's an 800 number. The phones are staffed by experts.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God, I'm sorry. I love my country. Charlie, get me the number for the Butterball hotline.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant. Yes, your host for the week. It's Thanksgiving this week, and we had to do our Thanksgiving show. But I want to first talk about prayers to France and the people in France, and prayers to everybody associated in America, outside America, global, for France and balance. We got to have some balance. The balance is important, you know. But for our show, for Thanksgiving, as you heard in the beginning of the show, the Butterball Turkey Talk line, did you hear that? The order. So we thought, let's call those guys and find out, you know, how they got started. So we found a guest. They sent us a guest for Flavor Living Radio. Her name is Karen Welcher. And she talks to us about what happens for the Butterball Turkey Talk line. You know, if you have a turkey, you're cooking Thanksgiving, everybody's cooking Thanksgiving. And just to find out what happens. And we're just going to go right into our show and find out what's happening, the Butterball Turkey Talk line.
Radio, we want to welcome Karen Welcher. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me, Brian. And as you said, I am here at Butterball Turkey Talk Line, and we have been around for over 35 years. We've been talking turkey. So we are very excited to get a chance to talk to you and your listeners.
It's just great to honor during the season to have you guys on. I've seen so many interviews and everything. I mean, where can we start? Let's start where. So you're located in Illinois, in Chicago?
Our call center is in the Chicago metropolitan area, but our reach is much further than just Chicago. Mm. We have callers that call us from all over the country and even the world. So it's pretty exciting. Not to mention, we also have our audiences that meet us on butterball.com. So for those young people who shy away from talking on the phone but still want that same information from a trusted resource, you can reach us at butterball.com.
Well, yes, great website. I saw the charts and everything. And now, how did it all start? How did it start as far as the Butterball Turkey Talk Line? How did it get started?
Well, you know, the Turkey Talk Line just kind of evolved out of consumer questions and Butterball being committed to help families produce a fabulous Thanksgiving. We've been doing it, like I said, for over 35 years.
Yes.
So we have a lot of heritage there, as well as we have made sure to become the trusted resource when it comes to talking turkey. And as I talked about a little
no
bit about the heritage.
No pun intended.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. and along with that whole idea of trusted resource and heritage speaking, we are having throwback Thanksgiving here at Butterball. So what we are doing is we're making sure we open up our archives and vaults and pull out some the very old recipes that may need to be rediscovered by a new generation. One of them, several of them that you can see on our website that we have updated to make them kind of cool and modern and funky, but, you know, still deliver that great taste from the past.
Okay, well, now I heard that in order to be a representative for a Butterball Turkey Talk Line, you have to go, there's a university.
Absolutely. All of us who man the Turkey Talk Line, either literally the phones or the social media and digital team, we are all graduates of Butterball University, where we are trained in the latest and greatest methods to produce your fabulous turkeys, as well as we do continuing education every year. So we're in our test kitchens, we're in our kitchens at home testing things and confirming those types of things that we can share with our listeners and your listeners.
So I bet you when you get hired on there, a lot of people probably don't want to leave. I mean, it's probably hard to get on.
Well, you know what? I would say this. We are definitely family here. Many people have been here for many years. Okay. And, you know, of course, over the course of time, people come and go just for different life reasons. But I can speak for myself that it's been fabulous place to work and be around, and the energy is fabulous. Amazingly, we all work on Thanksgiving, and not anyone ever complains about that. As a matter of fact, we look forward to being able to help people. We usually help about 5 million people per Thanksgiving season, either, like I said, either on the phone or on the digital team, the Butterball.com team. So it's just a lot of fun, Brian.
Now, Karen, you have to tell us, tell us some of the stories that you've had as far as, you know, being there working for Butterball Turkey Talk Line. So you got to tell us some good stories.
Oh, well, you know what? There are some pretty good ones, stories, some funny, some funnier. And, you know, mainly we get a chuckle, but we're here to help. And, you know, one of the classic stories that we like to retell is a story about a caller whose wife asked him to thaw out the turkey. And basically, they were getting close to Thanksgiving. So one of the methods that we give people to use, if they have not put their turkey in their refrigerator and thawed it like that and given themselves enough time, there is a water bath method that you can use. So the wife said to her husband, "Hey, you got to put the turkey in a water bath." And as she was leaving the house, she yelled back, "And oh yeah, don't forget to bathe the twins." Well, you know, guys being guys, they are efficient.
Come on.
So he thought, well, you know, I got to bathe the twins. I might as well put the turkey in the tub with the kids.
Right.
So, you know, that's not something I would advocate. However, it always makes me laugh. It's
you
know, someone actually
you know,
was that literal. I think you all are literal. You know, sometimes gentlemen are very literal.
Yes.
But we have a great group of folks, including our team includes. We have Butterball gentlemen on our team.
Okay.
A couple years ago, we had our first male talk line staff, and I'm happy to say that I have had a chance to work with a few of them, and they're just so much fun and so knowledgeable. And
I bet you guys put them through the mill, though. You put him through the mill.
Well, no, you know what? No, he just jumped right. The gentlemen, we have a few of them, and they just fit in seamlessly. Sit by often, and we always have just a great time talking and sharing stories and things like that. So,
wow. So now, the times that you guys usually you're on, you start from November to December.
Yes, our busiest time, of course, is this week. But our talk line goes live in November, and we stay available for your listeners throughout November, and even our last day of the season is Christmas Eve. So, you know, because we know people cook turkeys all through that time, and we're here to help them. One of the things that we should remind everybody is when you're getting your turkey, some things you need to think about are some of the We call them like the big T's, the three T's. You want to think about the thawing, you want to think about the temperature, and you want to think about the two-hour rule. And the thawing is just what it states. You know, you want to make sure you give yourself ample time to thaw out your turkey. Of course, the easiest way to do it is to just get it and put it in the refrigerator on a tray. Typically, it takes about 1 day for every 4 pounds of turkey to thaw out. And then once you get your turkey completely thawed out, you have up to about 3 to 4 days before you need to get that cooked. So there's a swing, if you could count. Now, what I would also caution your listeners, that when you are thawing, you need to pay attention to, you can't really count the day that you're going to cook as one of your thawing days.
Okay.
So if you, for example, if you have a turkey that, 15-pound turkey, and you're saying it takes about 3 to 4 days to thaw in the refrigerator, what do you figure? You don't want to count Thanksgiving, for example, as the day that you're thawing, or as a, one of your thaw days. You need it thawed before that. So you really have need to back up from there. So that's one of the things I think people should remember. Also,
so you have like a pre-thaw, like, you know, pre-game, like a pre-thaw, kind of like.
Yeah, it's really, if you, in order to make sure your Thanksgiving is as stress-free as you could possibly make it, just give yourself a moment to sit down and think about the little chores that you might want to do. But thawing certainly is one of those things that, one of the easiest ways to do that is to put it in the refrigerator on a tray. Typically, the week before for Thanksgiving, if you get your turkey in on National Thaw Out Your Turkey Day, I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. See, I didn't know that, Karen. So that's why you call Flavor Flav.
See, that's why I go. That is why I go to Butterball University to learn things.
Yes,
that is why. So
yes,
you
see.
Too. And I am sharing that. I'm happy to share that knowledge with you and your.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, bass. On Thanksgiving Day, I think it's pretty true. Us dads can't make it like we're supposed to do. The dining room, room, we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazines with all the recipes. My daughter, she could make it, but me?
Daddy, please.
So mommy hands me this and says, you gotta sop till every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top. Whoa, yeah, mama, she told me.
That's our last shot.
That's our last shot. Yeah.
All right. We are back from here on the Flavor Living Radio on the Flavor. And we hope you're enjoying the show. We got to go back to Karen. She talks about the T's. It's important about the T's. Let's go back to hear about this.
Listeners, absolutely. So you're going to get a chance. So you get your turkey thawed. This other T that's really important is the temperature of the turkey.
Okay.
You want to make sure that your turkey is done and safe. And the most accurate way to make that happen is for you to use a thermometer.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a fancy schmancy thermometer. You know, as a matter of fact, I have to admit this. Don't tell anyone, but you know, I have that junk drawer next to my stove that seems to just I can't find stuff in. So almost every year I go and get just a inexpensive one so that I know I can put my fingers on it quickly.
Okay.
And I also have lots of helpers because I have children and they move things, so
yes.
I can't
Yes, I can only say that. A company there, like family company.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. But it's very important that you have a thermometer. It helps you, takes all the guesswork out of it. Okay. And you're going to take temperature of the bird in a couple different places. You're going to take the temperature of your turkey in the center of the stuffing if you choose to stuff it. That's going to be 165. Then you move on and you take a temperature in the breast area. You want that to be 170. And then in the thickest part of the thigh, it should be 175. And then you know your bird will be safe. And that's important. You know, when you're feeding a lot of people, you want to make sure that you don't expose them to any unsafe food handling practices.
You know, and I'm going to re-listen to our show, and I hope everybody's taking notes, because I'm going to be retaking notes listening, you know, me and my girlfriend.
But even if they don't, you just have them call us.
You know,
we'll be here.
True.
We're at 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or if they think of something in there in the grocery store, we have a Butterball app if they need to access that information that way, as well as there's Butterball.com. So, you know, there are many, many ways to reach out and talk to us, and we'd like to hear and talk to you however you need to talk to us.
Well, my mom had some questions I wanted to ask.
Sure.
And you know,
what's your mom's name? We need to give a shout out to her.
Yes, her mom, her name is Edna. Edna. Edna.
Miss Edna. Yes, hi, Miss Edna. Edna. Happy
yes.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, or Emay. Emay.
Emay. All right.
But her name is Edna. So these are questions because, you know, she's cooked our turkeys for many years, you know. And,
okay.
And good, but she had some questions, so I said, she said, you know, so the question was, after you cook your Thanksgiving turkey, how long can you keep your Thanksgiving turkey in the refrigerator for leftovers? Is there a certain time or certain period?
Again, that's, you know, just, we always say the T rule, you know, no more than 3 days, no more than 2 hours on the buffet.
Okay.
So just think tea. When it comes to turkey, think in tea. You're thinking time, temperature, 2-hour rule on the buffet, 3 days in the refrigerator. So my kids say I'm big into alliteration, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's very down to earth. And so tea, 3 days in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there really butter in the Butterball? I had that.
No, there's not. There isn't. So if you have any dairy allergies, never fear. You can still use our Butterball turkey.
Okay. And also, when you're at you're in the store, can you tell if the turkey's good right away? Is there an expiration date? Can you tell right away?
Yes. If you are buying a frozen turkey, of course, a frozen turkey has a much longer shelf life than, say, the fresh turkey. But you will see let me back up for a second. The fresh turkey, you will see a sell-by date. And so you need to pay attention to that, and that will let you know when you need to use that by. The frozen turkey is a little different. If they're frozen, you know, they're good for quite some time. For example, if you end up buying one this year and you don't end up using it until next year, it's perfectly safe for you to do so as long as it's been
frozen,
refrigerated.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry, frozen the entire time.
Wow.
Yes, and you know, the package hasn't been manipulated or anything, then it would be good for you to use.
Okay. Wow. So those, you know, I hear in the New England area, they like stuffing more in the New England. You guys have a chart of the difference, who likes stuffing and who likes dressing?
Yes, and I think it falls along geography and definitely geography in terms of how you pronounce it and what you're calling it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that, and it's kind of cultural too, depending on what you put in it. So that's one of the things that makes it very family specific and helps with part of that whole throwback Thanksgiving vibe that, you know, you have to do the traditions that your family grew up on to actually make it an authentic holiday in my mind. And it's interesting because no matter how many families try to change things, and you have those family members that say, no, bring back so-and-so. We come here because we want to have a menu that is static, that we know is going to be this,
and
that. And if it's a collective, Thanksgiving dinner like we make in our family. It's interesting how they do not want the job assignments to change either.
Right.
They want the same people to make the same dishes. Oh, no, we don't want any variables on that one.
Yeah.
So I think I always find that to be a little bit humorous. It's cute.
So you've had a lot of, have you had some, a lot of debates at your house? At your house? You've heard of a lot of debates?
Well, oh, yeah. You know, at our house, or my family in particular, when I grew up, we grew up with a huge extended family Thanksgiving celebration. My grandmother was one of nine children, so it was, so she and her siblings were very good about bringing everybody together. So we would have massive blowout Thanksgiving that was had people eating all over the house on disposable plates. And I can remember one of my cousins and I sitting on the stoop at my grandmother's younger sister's house, her house, and vowing that we would never, ever, 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 never serve the same kind of food that they were serving and have a huge family dinner like that. Well, fast forward to many years later, and that generation is all gone. Guess what? We have the exact same menu. You know, the only thing that we've changed is, okay, we don't eat on the paper plates anymore.
Right, right.
But,
it's just a little bit of change, just a small little change.
Right.
Yeah,
but the funny, what's just kind of funny, what's old is new, is the fact that we do the same menu that they did. And, I mean, with almost no variation. And this year, just before I came to work today, I was talking to my mom and my cousins, and, you know, we were going over the assignments and everything.
Right.
And we were getting ready to leave out a particular green vegetable just for sake of, like, hey, do we really need this?
Yeah, right, right, right.
Then you could hear the chorus of, yes, we do. We do. We can't stop trying to change something.
Right.
So, again,
every year you guys try to change. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Do not change it. Do not change it. So what's old is new, and it keeps getting introduced to a new set of people. So, you know, that fabulous throwback Thanksgiving, just year after year, we're all kind of striving to get back to that same good feeling.
That's what Thanksgiving is about.
You know,
and
that's Butterball. You know, we've been at the center of the plate for all those years. You know, when you think about Thanksgiving, you immediately think about turkey, and I hope that your listeners are immediately thinking about us, because we're thinking about them, and we want them to give us a call at 1-800-BUTTERBALL or at butterball.com.
Yes. Well, Karen?
Yes.
Walter, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio, just telling us about the Butterball hotline and everything.
Okay.
And just the tips and everything. And I'm going to call, too. I am going to make a call.
Well, thank you, Brian. I look forward. Well, I hope that we can keep in touch. Now, I'm going to look up your blog. I look forward to keeping in touch with you.
Yes, yes. And you know what we're going to do on our website? It's flavorlivingradio.com. We're going to post some charts. Butterball Center, Butterball Turkey Center, the Talk Live, and so everybody can look at and you know, and have a good Thanksgiving, and everything, you know. So, Happy Thanksgiving to you, Karen. Thank you for being
on. Okay, call us back if you need us.
Oh,
you
know I'm going to call back. I got throughout my lifetime. I'm going to be calling a couple years.
All righty. Well, we'll talk you off the ledge. Thanks so much. Okay. All righty. Bye bye.
Your voice sounds very familiar to me.
I do radio commercials for products.
And how can I help you?
Stuffing should be stuffed inside the turkey. Am I correct?
It can also be baked in a casserole dish.
Well, then we'd have to call it something else, wouldn't we?
I suppose.
If I cook it inside the turkey, is there a chance I could kill my guests? I'm not saying that's necessarily a deal breaker.
Well, there are some concerns. Two main bacterial problems are Salmonella and Campylobacter jejuna.
All right. Well, first of all, I think you made the second bacteria up. And second of all, how do I avoid it?
Make sure all the ingredients are cooked first. Sauté any vegetables, fry sausage, oysters, etc.
Excellent. Let's talk temperature.
165 degrees.
No, see, I was testing you. The USDA calls for turkeys to be cooked to an internal temperature of 180 to 185 degrees.
Yes, sir. I was talking about the stuffing, which you want to cook to 165 to avoid the health risks.
Okay.
All right. We want to thank Karen Walter for being on our show from the Butterball Turkey Talk line. And, man, she was just kind of telling us everything. And as a, the behind the scenes of the talk line, and you can call the number at any time. You know, I was thinking here, Star Wars is coming out during Christmas time. And I was thinking, what if Star Wars had a Thanksgiving dinner, like a Thanksgiving party? What would happen? So I was, let me reminisce here. Let me see what would happen.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, it's Thanksgiving time, Star Wars style, with two droids, a young Jedi, and a little green man.
Oh, hello, I am C-3PO, Human Cyborg Relations. Oh, yes, R2, I listen to Flavor Living Radio all the time. It's great for food tips and stories. Oh, yes, R2, you're right. We can't stop here guessing all day. We've got guests coming soon for the Thanksgiving Star Wars party.
I'm sorry I'm late, C-3PO, but I had to go to Tashi Station to get some power converters.
Food smells good, it does. Have a good Thanksgiving party, I do.
Oh, R2, everybody has turned up. Yippee! Okay, everybody, tuck in. We have some Tealopsicone, some Thamba Delight, and some Tanduine Cane Syrup, which is mine and R2's favourite.
I love the Tanduine Cane Syrup, I do.
Oh, I like everything, C-3PO. I like the Tealopsicone, and I like the Thamba Delight. But I don't like the Tanduine Cane Syrup.
Tanduine Cane Syrup? All mine.
Oh, R2, this is the best Thanksgiving party ever. Nothing's going to ruin it. Oh, me, oh, my, R2. I wonder who that could be. Oh, no. I can hear heavy breathing.
There's a disturbance in the force. Strong it is.
Me too. I can sense a disturbance in the force.
Why haven't I been invited to your Thanksgiving party?
Oh, me, oh my. We didn't think Thanksgiving parties and food was your thing, Lord Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing. I have been to the Jedi School of Cooking on planet Earth and cooked you all a peace offering of turkey with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Turkey with mashed potato and gravy. That sounds delicious, Lord Vader.
Sounds good. Turkey and mashed potato and gravy.
Oh no, not the lightsaber. We're all doomed.
The lightsaber is to cut the turkey, you mechanical blubbering idiot.
Oh yes, yes, yes. I knew that, Lord Vader.
So, what do you think of the turkey, mashed potato, and gravy?
I've got to be honest with you, Lord Vader. The turkey doesn't taste right. The mashed potato is fine, and the gravy tastes really good, but the turkey, it just tastes a little bit weird.
Turkey? Tastes weird, it does. Turkey? Not right, it isn't.
Oh, me, oh, my, Lord Vader, we all can't be wrong. The turkey tastes very funny indeed. In fact, I think it's a little bit burnt. Even on the dark side.
Dark side?
Oh, yeah, there! That's a great joke, C-3PO, on their dark side!
Oh, yes, I am a bit of a comedian.
Happy Thanksgiving! May the Force be with you! And keep listening to Flavor Living Radio.
There it is. That was our show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us on the different channels. Have a great Thanksgiving week and Thanksgiving Day. Drive safe and eat well. And tune in next week for more of The Flavor.
Restaurants and restaurants.